नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32
देवदत्तमिमां वीणां
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषितां
मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथा
गायमानाश्चराम्यहम् देवदत्तमिमां वीणां
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषितां
मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथां
गायमानाश्चराम्यहम्
देवा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट श्री कृष्णा दत्ताम
गिफ्टेड बाय
इमाम
दिस
वीणाम
ए म्यूजिकल स्ट्रिंग इंस्ट्रूमेंट
स्वरा
सिंगिंग मीटर
ब्रह्मा
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
विभूषितां
डेकोरेटेड विथ
मूर्छयित्वा
वाइब्रेटिंग
हरिकथां
ट्रांसेंडेंटल मैसेज
गायमानः सिंगिंग कांस्टेंटली
चरामि
डू मूव
अहम्
आई Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. And thus I travel. Constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena,
which is charged with
transcendental sound, and which was given to me
by Lord Krishna.
Purport. The musical stringed instrument called the veena, which was handed to Narada by Lord Krishna, is described in the Linga Purana, and this is confirmed by Srila Jaya Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Shri Krishna and Narada because all of them are of the same transcendental category. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcast by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental, without a tinge of material inebriety. The seven singing meters, namely Sa, Shadja, Ra, Rishabha, Ga, Gandhara, Ma, Madhyama, Pa, Panchama, Dha, Dha, Dhaivada, and Ni, Nishada, are also transcendental, and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Narada Deva is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument. Thus, he is always engaged in singing his transcendental glories and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, the self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters, namely sare gama padani, etc., in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Tinamine Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Deva Datta Mimam Vinam Swara Brahma Vibhushitam Murcha Yitva Hari Katham Gaya Manascha Ramyaham. Thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound, which was given to me by Lord Krishna. So here Narada is explaining how he got the veena. So this story is very simple. It was gifted by Krishna to him. For what? Not to play some filmy music or something, to just use it for glorification. So here we see that anything related with Krishna, if used for Krishna's service, becomes transcendental. Narada himself is transcendental because his whole body is for the service of Krishna, and the gift he got from Krishna is also transcendental. That's what Prabhupada is explaining. That even the ragas, the swara, the meter, the basic meter in the Indian classical music, they now name it as Indian classical music, it is sare gama pada nisa. So here, each one of them, Prabhupada gave the name. I at least first time read that. Sare Gama Padanisa, what is that? Shadja, Rishabha, Gandhara, Madhyama, Panchama, Dhaivata, and Nishada. Of course, the students of music, they will learn this. But a common man will not know. He just simply, sometimes we make it as a fun, you know. When somebody is singing classical music, classical songs, based on these different ragas, you know that all the ragas, they are based on this basic sare gama pada nisa. Everything. That is the beginning. So since it is coming, of course the first time it came from Sri Krishna himself when he plays the flute. And then Narada is playing veena. Saraswati is playing veena. So all these instruments in the hands of these personalities are transcendental. That's not material. But so that's why when we use this meter, these songs, these swaras, these ragas, that should be for the glorification of the Lord, not for some ghazal or something like that. People use it to make it melodious, but basically it should be for the glorification, for the devotional service of the Lord. That is the requirement. And we know that Narada is famous for his veena. And they show he is holding veena in one hand and then the wooden symbols, wooden two wooden pieces with brass symbols in that, you know. That is called, I don't know what it's called, khada something it is called. So he plays with the left hand that and with the right hand he is playing the veena. And then of course, veenas are also of different type. The Narada one which he carried was a small veena with which he can carry. Sometimes you see there's a huge veena. You can't carry it. It's supposed to be kept horizontal on the floor to play it. So anyway, that's a technical detail. And the point is that we can use anything in the service of the Lord. And we should follow the example of Narada Muni. You know, he's using his traveling, he's using his veena, he's using his speech, everything for in the service of the Lord. And that's why he is such an exalted personality. Very, very exalted. You know. All we have to do is just follow his instructions. Narada Bhakti Sutra, Narada Pancharatra, that's only required for us to understand the devotional service fully. Of course, there are Harivamsa and Nectar of Devotion and different books are there to help us. So we should find some time to read that. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.